Do you have any special term for the amount of something that you'd carry in a wagon at one time? If the wagon were full, for example?
Well, wagon load.
Mm-hmm. And what if the wagon is only partially full?
Well, part of a load then, or maybe so many bushels. Or...
Mm-hmm. You ever heard jag?
Yeah, just a jag of corn.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of that.
Did they ever call a load of something in a wagon a turn?
Turn?
Uh-huh.
I never have heard it.
That's not common with me either.
No, I never heard that.
I know in some places they'll take a turn of corn to the mill.
No,
means a wagon load.
I never heard of that. Never heard that expression.
When you got a jug, what did they have in the top of it to keep it from leaking?
Old cork.
Uh-huh. If that
the
were...
A stopper?
Uh-huh.
You can go stopper, cork.
And if you wanted to fill a jug, what would you use?
A funnel, if I had it.
In musical instruments, at the dances, I imagine they had a fiddle.
Yeah, fiddle and... Some of them, a guitar, a banjo. The fiddle was more common.
Uh-huh. They ever have one of those instruments that you play in your mouth?
French harp?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
How about that one with a...
Jew's harp.
Uh-huh.
Jew's harp, yeah.
Do they have those at dances, too?
They might have had them. We used to have them when I was a kid. Somebody would have a Jew's harp. I never could learn to play one, nor a French harp, either.
I couldn't either, but I've sure thumped on them.
I tried to play them, but I couldn't.
You make me think my teeth were going to fall out. It was fun.
Yeah.
With your wagons, what was the thing that came out?
Tongue.
Uh-huh. And how about a buggy?
You had a tongue, or if you could put shafts on a buggy and work one horse, or if you had a tongue, you had to work two, you know.
Uh-huh. Were buggies common here?
Not too common. We had buckboards and was more common than buggies when I was a kid. Didn't many people have buggies. They had a wagon. So of course, some of them have a buckboard, and maybe a spring wagon, and a pretty well-to-do man, he might have a buggy. You know, he's getting up in the world. Surrey, you know, would be...
That was four wheels.
Yeah.
It?
Well, it's two-seated. Buggy just had one seat, you see, for two people. In Surrey, it just had two seats for four people. Of course, more could crowd in.
Now they have those for children.
Yeah.
Build strong legs and turn their children into horses.
Yeah.
What did you do when you had a horse collar? Did you just put any collar on any horse?
No, they had to fit them. The collar had to fit the horse.
Who did that?
Well, we'd have to buy them the right different sizes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then if you had a big horse, you'd have to have a big collar. And sometimes if they didn't fit, you could put a pad in one and make it fit.
Mm-hmm. What did you call it when you got the horses ready to go someplace?
Hitched up.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to tell somebody to get the horses ready, you'd say get out there and...
Hitch them up. Harness them up or hitch them up.
I bet you put in a lot of miles in wagons, hadn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah.
Did you say you ran the chuck wagon?
Well, I was a kid. I worked with the chuck wagon a lot of times.
Did you drive? Or?
No, I drove cattle.
Uh-huh.
All have a cook, you know, and they call it a mess wagon, and have a mess box in the back end of it. Of course, you have a cook. He drove the mess wagon.
Uh-huh. And you had a horse then that you'd...
Yeah, every man had about a mount. A horse is what we call a mount. Maybe they had six or eight horses. That'd be his mount.
Uh-huh.